Well, you can see what they're coming for, can't you? All right, so the whole Rwanda bullshit, absolute garbage. As I stated earlier on, as I confirmed, you're just being gaslighted once again. The population are absolutely gaslighted to death, right? And this is what they're after. You see, Johnson needs more power. Priti Patel needs more power. They need more power because, see, that cabinet's already been taken over by the World Economic Forum. Do you know that? Like all of them. So, you see, they've got to try and grasp more power away from the international courts. And you've got to remember, this court was set up after the Second World War. All right? The most important bit's the right to life. Right? And they're planning to get rid of you. They've already taken down the Genocide Act. All right? So if they remove this legal framework, you haven't got anything. Now, I heard that Farage talking about habeas corpus. What a total, absolute clown. Habeas corpus, to produce the body. What actually happened during the lockdown? When the vast majority of idiots just locked themselves up in their own homes because of a hoax that Boris Johnson absolutely didn't believe. Them pathological liars in government didn't believe. Not for 1 minute. But a lot of idiots did, and they locked themselves up in their own homes. What about the people coming back from holiday and getting locked into hotels? Where did the habeas corpus work there, Farage? Well, it didn't, did it? You complete nutter, Tatey. He's walked, and I mean, you know, quite like Nigel, he's walked totally into that trap. It just shows how dumb some people are. He should know better. This whole Rwanda thing was a total scam from day one. Go remember, Nigel's on about Brexit, wrestling. Why is he not talking about the World Economic Forum? Because they have taken control of the British cabinet, Canadian cabinet, taken control over the world and unelected. So he wanted to, at least some of the people in the European Union were elected. I know it's an unelected body and absolutely we had to get out of it, right? Not that bunch of scamsters, right? But if you look at the top of the European Union, guess what? World Economic Forum. World Economic Forum members. I mean, so it's all tied into the World Economic Forum, and that's why they're after your human rights laws. Now, let's just have a look. So the right to life, well, obviously you don't want them killing you, do you? Yeah? The right, the freedom from torture and inhuman degradation, you don't want that either. Slavery, forced labour, liberty, security, the right to a fair trial, absolutely. And this goes across, you know, any, if you're abroad, you can't get remedy through the British courts. You've got to go through the International Criminal Courts, and that's why you can get a fair trial. Sometimes never happens, by the way. No punishment, well, that's pretty obvious. Respect of private life and family life, yeah. Freedom from being, you know, freedom of thought, belief and religion, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly and association. Now, think about the demonstrations that already, you see, what she's already drafted should end up in the international courts trying to justify what they're trying to do. And that's why they're trying to stop it now, because they're panicked. You know, the demonstrations that everybody, well, I'm not really sure. You know, when there was like a million people on the streets of London and the establishment panicked. You know, that them demonstrations. Well, that's what they're trying to go after, right? So they can come down a bit heavy. Probably arrest you before you get there type of thing. You know what I mean? To marry and start family life. Protection for discrimination. Well, I think that's pretty straightforward. So, you know, people need to get organised. Right to peaceful enjoyment of your property. They're going to take it off you. The World Economic Forum is coming for your private wealth, right? So you've got protocols, the right to an education. Yeah, well, maybe not depending on who's teaching you, I'm pretty sure, because what the crap they teach them in the schools is unbelievable. The right to participate in free elections. Well, yeah, we would say that would be good. And the abolition of the death penalty. That's another one that's a bit contentious. However, the right to life, all right, the right, so what they're going to try and do is they're going to try and remove these laws, right, that they've adopted, right, and this all came out after the Nazi regime of the Second World War. Well, the Nazi regime now at the World Economic Forum, these neo-Nazi Satanists, because that's what Nazis are, all you have to do is look at their symbolism, you know, the black sun, etc. So these overt transhumanist Nazis, you know, we've seen them all dressing up. So that's what's really going on. So if you want to try and stop this, stop believing the bullshit, the Rwanda shit, right? It's total and absolute crap. They're just gaslighting you, right? They're not bothered with it. They're actually bringing them here, right? They're giving them the bus fare to get here. I mean, come on. People can't be that dumb. So anyway, share this with your friends and family and make sure you know exactly what's going on. Remember, the British government took down the Genocide Act. We know why, because we can ensure that those transmitters on the streetlights cause sterilisation. That would be a genocide.